USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy to the Army College football team who defeated Air Force and Navy this season. President Trump also had a few words to say about the team.
On that snowy day, you fought hard, you came from behind and beat Navy for the second season in a row. The first time that it's happened in over two decades, that's what you call a job well done.
Federal authorities busted 11 members of the Central American caravan for illegally entering the United States. Art Del Cueto is a border agent down in Tucson. He shares his thoughts on this caravan and what these folks are doing.
You know, when I saw the video of it happening, I was sad, I was angry, and I was a little disgusted. Because the reality, when you see what they're doing, they're laughing at our laws, they're climbing at our fence.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Last month, Wells Fargo, which is the nation's third largest bank, settled federal allegations related to mortgage and auto lending abuse. Now, these fines totaled $1 billion. Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan joined Fox Business and said all those problems have been put behind us and we have new procedures and policies put in place.
We discovered those operational breakdowns that we had. Shouldn't have happened. Absolutely agree with that. We've changed our policies, our practices. We've completely reorganized our auto business. We have a new leader, and Laura Schubach, who's moving that business in the right direction. So there's a lot of change that's going on. But in terms of our underlying review of the overall business, we're nearing completion of that.
A White House official said President Donald Trump is set to promote the Republican tax law this weekend in Cleveland. The official said the president will highlight the law's benefit to small businesses this Saturday. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The weather this spring has been very interesting, to say the least, from the record heat out west to the snowstorms and record snowfall back east and in the Midwest. What do we attribute all this to? Well, Andrew Rifkin is author of a new book, Weather and Illustrated History. He joined me earlier, and we talked about some of the crazy weather that's been going on this spring.
Well, a lot of what we experience in the Northern Hemisphere is a function of the what goes on up further north. The jet stream wobbles around. The Arctic can have these, the term polar vortex. There's an item in the book about that, those words, because that became 2014. There was an epic version of it. I remember being on a radio station in Canada with, he put on this echo effect every time he said it, polar vortex. And and it has seemed like there's some emerging science that shows that when the Arctic Ocean has less sea ice on it, that can set up conditions that create more of these cold outbreaks or heavier snowstorms. And some scientists have proposed that that's in a warming climate, you know, with global warming, that could be worse, although it's early days. And it's also early days because it's hard. We don't have really thorough records going back for many climate conditions back beyond the satellite record till 1979 or 80.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.